How are we all doing today? Welcome to My Religious View, week 1008. As I said before, I do everything by the week. Hopefully, one day, I'll do everything by the day. But for now, we're going to report on... we'll look at it like a weekly show. We're glad that you're here with us today. A lot going on in the world. Just want to... keep everybody apprised on what's happening in the world today. We've got a lot going on with our politics. We got a lot going on with our faith. And it seems like there's always a lot going on. And what we do with that, it's up to us. What I like to do and what I really do is I comment on the commentators. And the commentators in this category happen to be, pastors, people who are experts in their field of religion. And I listen to them, and I don't pick them apart. I just, listen to how they react to things, and I listen to the kind of advice they give to other people. And I make my observation of what I think... of what would be the right thing to say in that particular situation. So we're going to go on to start with the Jesus Christ Show, and you're going to listen to what Jesus Christ, as he thinks he is, gives advice to people when they call in. And I will give advice to the advisor and also to the advisee. So listen in, and hope this gives you something that you can use in your daily life and give you some reason to stay focused and positive. So here we go.
Matt, welcome to KFIM 640 and the Jesus Christ Show.
Yes, Jesus. I really love your show. Glad you're back on Earth. Let me ask you this. Is it possible you could ask your dad to kind of tweak mankind where they would have like foresight or extrasensory perception? You know, we could have stopped so many wars. We could stop so many terrible things. You would know what the person's mind is, and basically if he's a good person, you would go to him. If he's a bad person, you would go away from him.
You're saying that you think it'd be better if there was the ability to see the future?
Well, okay, maybe see the future or read people's minds.
Well, no, you wouldn't know what to do with it if you did. It reminds me of that old, television show, The Twilight Zone, that there was an episode where a guy was flipping a coin and it landed, the quarter, what have you, landed on its side and stayed on its side. And when that happened, he was able to hear people's thoughts. And it got him into more trouble than it did provide answers to things, because now you have to be able to parse the thoughts into what is real and what's not, what's fantasy, and what's truth. I find that humans often ask for more rather than understanding or appreciating what they have currently. The truth is that if there was such a thing as being able to see the future or read minds or any of those things, that ultimately it would get into the hands of somebody who isn't a good person, and it would be used for evil, and then you'd have even a more efficient foe.
Does this caller really believe that he's talking to Jesus Christ? I mean, this guy who's got this show here, I'm wondering if he thinks he's Jesus Christ, and he wants to, or he's acting like he's Jesus Christ. But the thing is, I mean, a caller calls in and calls him Jesus, and then asks if he would speak to his father, like he really is Jesus Christ. And I mean, this is very misleading. You know, you have to set people straight. I mean, if you want to call yourself the Jesus Christ Show, that's fine. I mean, maybe your name is Jesus Christ. I don't know. I doubt it. I doubt his name is Jesus Christ. And if he's acting like he's Jesus Christ, well, you know, I don't think that he really... there's no way, because Jesus Christ would not answer the questions the way this man does. Okay, so if a caller called me up and said, "Hey, hi God, could you do me?" I'd say, "Look, I'm not God." Or if a guy said, "Hi Jesus," I'd say, "Look, I'm not Jesus. I'm just a man here with a lot of good ideas and a lot of good things to say. And if you want my particular observation on what's going on in your life, I'm welcome. You're welcome. I'm welcome to give it to you, and to the best of my ability. And you can heed it. You can take it. You can do whatever you want with it. Hopefully, whatever you do with it, something good will come of it. And as far as you know, having the ability to see the future, you know, maybe if God was willing to give that kind of power to somebody, he would probably give it to somebody of good. That's why there's a lot of very intuitive people out there. You know, maybe they see the future, maybe they don't, but they feel things. And that's important, you know, for people to feel things. It can protect them. It can give them hope. It could give them all the tools they need to do something really good. Let's go on to the next commentary here.
Turn our thoughts to those things that are eternal. We're a little weary of stuff that has price tags on it and a shallow, superficial stuff. We long to have a fresh word from the living God of all things. We'd like for some of the mystery of the Bible to be lifted today and for us to become acquainted with truth that we may have never encountered before. We need you to help make that happen. We need you to guard us from selfishness when it comes time for our giving to your work. Give us a generous spirit. We need you to silence our lips for a while and to block out the worries of this world and the care of other things so we might be lost in wonder, love, and praise. We focus on your majesty, Father, your great work carried out by your Son at the cross. Where we first saw the light.
Well, I think the people saw the light before, Jesus was on the cross there. I believe that that was an eye-opening experience for the people that were there. I believe that, you know, if you look back in time, there was other religions and there were other things going on that were done in a very good way. People were at a higher, you know, spiritual being with themselves. It wasn't that the whole world was in doom and gloom at that time. I wasn't there, and you know, I don't believe that people should think that they were there at that time. I'm sure there's a lot of writings about that time, but you have to, look at things in a broader term and think, well, you know, there must have been some kind of good going on somewhere. Yeah, there was a lot of tyrants, and there were a lot of people doing a lot of, you know, bad things, and that's why this man, Jesus, came along and did what he did to get people to believe in themselves and other things, and focus on their lives and what they can do with them, and you know, we've just got to look around and see that there are other people out there that really have good things in their hearts and their minds, and they really and this has been going on probably forever, since the beginning of man, since cavemen, survival. That was something that you know there wasn't always this doom and gloom, and that the people were just evil, mean people before Jesus. It's just, it wasn't like that. The world isn't like that. Moses was before Jesus, and there were good things happening then, and there are a lot of bad. There's bad happening now. You know, so, you know, you gotta, everybody's gotta put things in perspective, in the history and the past. Well, that's the same thing. the history, the present, and the future. And that's, you know, what we have to think about most of all, is that there's good inside of all of us. And if we believe that enough, we can make more good in the world. Obviously, there's evil, and that we have to do something about that. We have to eradicate that. There's sometimes there's just nothing you can do. I mean, there's just nothing you can do other than just get rid of the evil. And I believe that Jesus would want us to go about our business of getting rid of the evil. So let's listen to more. Now, you know, I pick up things from, you know, other commentary, preachers, pastors, whatever. I'm not sure who they are. I just like to, you know, record some of the these excerpts and listen in and get a, you know, feel for what they're trying to say and do. And I respect them most graciously. But I think that they need to sometimes, you know, look at the big picture. And I think that they're a little narrow-minded sometimes. And we've got to broaden our minds. So here we go to the next excerpt.
I'm reminded when I come to places like Matthew 10, where I'd like to read from to begin with, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. This isn't about picking at a man named Judas. It's about learning from what happened, knowing that it can happen and, in fact, is still happening as erosion occurs in the lives of individuals who allow this kind of thing to take place. Now, Matthew chapter 10, may I read for you the first four verses, and then we'll go to Matthew 26 as we observe the contrast. Matthew 10, 1. And having summoned his 12 disciples, he gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax gatherer, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. Matthew 26, verse 14 through 16, and then we'll read toward the end, 47 through 50. Matthew 26, 14, follow along, please. Then one of the 12, named Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me to deliver him up to you?" And they weighed out to him 30 pieces of silver. And from then on, he began looking for a good opportunity to betray him.
Yeah, you know, you listen to this and you say, well, this guy really, he's done his homework. He really knows all the characters here, and it's enlightening. You know the old saying, if somebody wants you, they're going to get you. And it could have been Judas, it could have been John, it could have been George, it could have been Fred, it could have been anybody. You know, when they want you, they're going to get you. You know, whoever they are. So there were, you know, Jesus had a lot of enemies. And, you know, we don't know the kind of pressure that this man could have been under. We don't know the kind of threats he could have had on him or his family or his life. And he felt that he had to do what he had to do. He was wrong. He should have just sacrificed his own life, which he ended up doing anyways afterwards. But it wouldn't have mattered because, you know, when somebody wants you, they're going to get you, and that's just the way it is. So I'm glad that you were all able to be with us today. Let me leave you with a few thoughts here. I want everybody out here to in this world to stay positive, think good about themselves, think good about others, believe in yourselves and believe in others, and always, you know, be mindful of, you know, doing the right thing at all times. And I know that takes a lot of focus. So if you stay healthy and you exercise and you do all the right things, it will help you with your focus. So I'd like to say to everybody, God bless, and look forward to seeing, talking to you next time. Well, and seeing you too, because there are people that I do see. So may God bless, and may the world give you all the treasures that you can find.